Hi, welcome to Feasting on the Word for April the 27th, 2022. This discipline where we link ourselves into an ancient rhythm of Christian life to simply meditate upon God's Word, to ponder what it means for us and implies for our life and our living. The passages are kept intentionally small so as not to take a long period of time to immerse ourselves in this discipline, with periods of silence to afford us the opportunity to reflect on the reading. So the same passage of Scripture is read a series of times, in our case, four times, with silence interspersed between those readings. I read four different translations of the same passage just to help us to hear that same passage, perhaps with just a tiny little bit different voice with each time. This week's passage is by far the shortest that I've ever used in this discipline, so we will still maintain the minute of silence following the first, the minute following the second. The longer period of 3 minutes following the third is an opportunity for us to turn to God in prayer with how this passage is impacting us, and then concluding our discipline with the reading of the fourth time. So let's get into the discipline for this week. The passage is from the Gospel of Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 12 through 14. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Our reading of Matthew chapter 7, verses 12 through 14, for the second time, from the Message. Here is a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law and prophets, and this is what you get. Don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can't be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. The way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. Our third reading of Matthew chapter 7, verses 12 through 14 from the Modern English Version, and remember, a longer period of silence follows this reading. Therefore, everything you would like others to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter at the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who are going through it. Because small is the gate and narrow is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Our fourth and final reading of Matthew chapter 7, verses 12 through 14. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.